Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily with the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, look, strap yourselves in because you're in for the long haul today.
It's a long one today.
We've got plenty of cover, including two fine comedians talking about their clubs down in the West Country. It was a kind of an unofficial West Country corner. David Earl, comedian, actor,
yeah.
BAFTA.
Nominee. Yeah, lovely. Exeter City fan.
Exeter City. Josh Widdicombe joined us as well, ahead of his role at the Papa John's final at the weekend. We found out about a QPR-themed wedding.
Yeah, that was lovely,
Bride
Paul.
And groom joined us.
That was smashing, wasn't it? I
enjoyed and, that. And allowed us to do some smarty gags, effectively while we got them on. And no, of course not. No, it was a good chat. We enjoyed it. And we had a chat. Yeah. And we had a birthday spread.
Oh, what a,
so
what
I think
a day.
That's just about it, don't
what a
you?
Lovely
I'm
day.
I'm sorry it's so much. Hope you've got time. Here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Scunthorpe yes, away, Paul. You can never miss a talkie match ever again, you realise.
I did feel a pressure. Jim Prowell will be working, so will Nigel Adley. Commentating, so they won't be able to go. They were part of the TalkSport posse that went. Adrian will be working on TalkSport.
Yeah.
So it's only me.
But you told me you were bringing the good vibes and it turned out that you actually did.
It's very funny watching a game. I've often had this. I'll watch a Tottenham match and I'll be WhatsApping Andy during the game. Halftime saying we're going to get battered here 4-0. And he'll say something like, well, I don't see it like that. I think you're doing all right. I can see you nicking it. And like you were standing there saying, oh, this, they're definitely going to get one back. And I said, they're not laying a glove on
you. There was
one
point where in the second half where I went, oh, here we go, 1-0, 1-0, here we go, 1-0. And you went, you're 1-0 up.
You'd forgotten you'd actually scored.
And every goal's a miracle, Paul.
When you've got no real skin in the game, it's so much easier to see what's going on in the match. You haven't got, you know, that's no emotional investment.
You're a big hit, Paul. I'm furious about it, if I'm honest.
I enjoyed it. Enjoyed
you got a chance going. You got I Predict a Wyatt going.
We got that away.
You got that going. And then now I think it's like Helen Chamberlain, you, me. That's what it is now. It's disastrous.
The pecking order's changed.
You're the new Ryan Reynolds of the Vanarama.
All I can promise you is that I'll be at the Boreham Wood game again next year.
Oh, will you?
It's so easy to park.
I don't think we will.
Oh, you park your car, you walk straight in.
Straight in the away end, isn't it, Paul? It's like just right outside
can't
the
be
away end.
The director of Boreham Wood.
What did you think of Boreham Wood's football, Paul? Let's have a serious conversation about that.
I did say yesterday that it's a very direct style, but who's to knock it? There they are on the cusp of the playoffs. It works for them. They've built a team that plays it. Well, they knock it. They certainly do.
Their keeper played the best pass of the night, didn't he?
He's a good keeper, isn't
Nathan Ashmore. Did you see that sort of about 60-yard pass?
You were trying to poach him. Yeah, it was great. The Torquay fans behind the goal saying, come play for us, Ashmore. Come play for us. Like today, now. ever desperate. Anyway,
we'll chat to the Moose about it, a big Boreham Wood fan later on, Paul.
I can give him some clog about that defeat.
Anybody seen EastEnders?
Yes. I'm a bit old for this. One of the things I want to ask the listeners about today. Why is this, Charlie?
Well, I can't remember why. I can't remember why we brought
it's
up.
Josh Widdicombe, isn't it?
Josh Widdicombe is. So we've got to speak to Josh a little bit later on. He is, of course, a massive Plymouth Argyle fan.
Sure.
And he has been asked, because he's a celebrity as well,
yeah,
to carry out the match ball. to off the plinth or onto the plinth. I've no idea. Tim Vine and Paul Chuckle did it a couple of years back.
So when you see the referee take it off the plinth, they're going to do that and take it out into the centre.
When it was Sutton v Rotherham a couple of years ago, Tim Vine and Paul Chuckle turned up on 50cc Papa John's delivery motorbikes.
That's right, yeah.
You know,
so
dignity.
Is that what Josh is doing?
Dignity,
as well?
Always dignity. Yeah. So I don't know if Josh is doing that. We'll have to ask him. But I went, it's a bit like an 8-year-old thing to do, isn't it?
It's more of a kid's thing, isn't it?
It's a kid's thing, isn't
when
it?
When you get to sort of have a bit of a kick up with the goalkeeper for Bruno Vargas.
They'll let him score.
And do a few toe pokes from 3 yards. Oh, I've let it go through my legs and they all cheer.
Oh, diving over
Josh
the ball.
Josh puts his shirt over his head. Yeah. We'll ask him if he'll get a chance to do that. But there are some times in life when you think, oh, blimey, I'm a bit old for this.
Yeah.
What was...
I went for a surf lesson once. Yeah. And it was during the school holidays. And it was a beginner's lesson.
Yeah.
Because I've never done it. And it was me and 4 10-year-old lads. Mm. Just little 10-year-old lads there. And I was like, looking around going, this is a bit embarrassing. And of course, they were like brilliant at it straight away. I was absolutely appalling at it. So I did feel a bit old that day.
That's a good one. Sometimes you feel... Mine was a slightly different take on it. It's just myself and my Spurs supporting chums would go up for the Everton match on, if it fell, you know, say on a Saturday. So we go up on a Saturday, which it rarely does these days, sadly. But we go up on a Saturday, we have a Saturday night in Liverpool. It was always good fun.
Yeah.
And over the years, there's certain little places we would go. Mm. But one Saturday evening, all of us in our sort of 50s or whatever, took the turn into Matthew Street and we looked at it and we said, no, we're too old. We knew we'd reached that point. We looked at this sea of kids and we said, no, we're not going in there. We're not wanted there and we won't feel right. The music will be too loud.
When I was doing my GCSEs, my school entered the local town fun run for the school's element of it. And they entered and we entered and we absolutely thrashed everyone. We won.
Wow.
Won. And we turned up, we got our trophy. When they got our trophy, people were booing and like, literally booing and like tutting and shaking their heads. And we had to give the trophy back. It turned out it was for primary school.
Oh, no. That's a good example. So anyway, blimey, I'm a bit too old for this. Let us know this afternoon. Fabio Paratici, of course, the Spurs director of football, is quite limited in what he can do at the moment. But he's still on the payroll. He's still at Tottenham. He can't do any transfers. He can't go to any meetings. But what can he do?
Yeah.
Maybe he could look after the go-karts on our F1 track.
Over the tannoy. Number 20, no bumping, please. Number 27.
Yeah, like he's doing the dodgems at the fair.
Yeah. 2 cars, 4 riders. Here we go.
He can go and pick up Daniel's dry cleaning, can't he? He can go and do the Chick King run.
Is he just not allowed to do anything football based?
No, not at the moment, I don't think. He might be able to while they appeal, but I think probably they may decide that's not a great... He certainly can't do any transfers.
Oh, dear me.
So he's at a loose end.
Yeah, has anyone got any work? Are you asking for people to...
What can Fabio do? What can he do while he's, because there's a lot he can't do. And Alexander Mitrovic's Presumptive Close, not a jazz rock jazz band. They are... The Presumptive Close, you may have heard, it's a sales term. Yes, it can be known as the Assumptive Close. In which the salesperson intentionally assumes that the prospect has already agreed to buy and wraps up the sale. For example, just pass me your credit card and I'll get the paperwork ready. Lovely. There is your presumptive close. And Alexander Mitrovic has done it. He said, I've apologised to Chris Kavanagh. I've accepted my 3-game ban. You're thinking, well, hang on. It's like saying, well, I've had a word with the judge. Yeah. I've accepted the 5-year ban for armed robbery. And I say, hang on.
And now I think we should all move on.
Let's all move on. Yeah, that's it. So I think, considering the FA have already said it's going to be more than 3 games. Good old Alexander. He didn't say my at least 3-game ban, did he? So the presumptive
maybe
close.
Maybe a few salespeople listening. Maybe, what techniques do you use to
have some of your techniques?
My dad used to sell cars, and he used to have a desk that would lean one way.
So, yeah.
And you'd put the pen on the desk, and the pen would roll towards the person buying the car.
Wow, that's very subliminal, isn't it?
So it was like, oh, I've got the pen. So, you know,
he deliberately had a slanty desk.
A slanty desk, so it would roll...
And so
roll down to...
That's fantastic, Charlie.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
Good little technique.
You should do that when you're looking to sign a player.
Yeah.
Like any agents out there today.
Do you want to sign and the pen rolls towards
you?
Well,
I hope you are thinking and coming to us and they think, oh, that's a sign. This is a completely flat desk and the pen's moving on its own.
And then the pen rolled towards
I wasn't going to sign for you. I wasn't going to buy the car until I saw that pen and it felt like it was fate.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Peter suggestions for what Fabio Paratici can do while he's still on Tottenham's payroll, because he can't do what he should be doing. I need an apprentice for my growing decorating business in Cheshire, says Craig in Knutsford. Thirsty work, so Paratici can brew up.
Oh, lovely. Long way on the tees.
But he'd probably have to do it like in the company car. Spurs have to pay for the petrol. I'm not sure they'll be keen on that.
Clean the brushes, no?
Could Fabio work on the next apprentice so he could keep his hand in when it comes to hiring useless lumps who never last very long? Or, Tyrrell, that's
kicking
a bit harsh.
The teeth really went in hard there.
Harsh there. Anyway, you can keep those coming. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSH and J. Just very quickly, if I'd wanted to and I parked closer to the turnstiles and not so much by the exit of the Boreham Wood car park, I reckon I could have taken 30 steps to get into the Y end.
Yeah.
And Anthony says, he's Manchester United fan, Paul, if you want close parking, get to a Chester game in the National League North.
Okay.
Parking yards away from the turnstiles, he says, up the Seals.
Yeah. And that's the closest I parked. That is a great text.
The closest, well, nothing has ever touched any level of football for me.
For you,
well, certainly
the closest you parked
National
is at
League.
Wood.
Unless I parked next to the park to go and watch a game in the park.
You could have popped to the car at half time.
I could. I, honestly, it was that. You actually said you would get something
some
out
gloves.
Of the car
you,
for
I'm
me.
I'm going to get some gloves for you,
yeah,
Paul.
I said, no, anyway.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
David Earl, the actor and comedian, has been. Has he moved down to that part of the world? He adopted a new club. He had options, including Torquay, but went Exeter City.
He pretended it was closer to him, Exeter City. Pretended.
And has been producing a podcast to talk about his new love of the club. He seems he's properly into it. He joins us. We've talked about it in the past, but we said we'd get updated, and here he is now. Hi, David.
Hey, David.
Hello, thanks for having me
it's
on
a
again.
Yes, a great pleasure, yeah. You're we should say congratulations, congratulations to your BAFTA nomination,
wow,
of course,
yeah.
for Brian and Charles.
Yeah, wasn't expecting that at all.
Yeah.
It was a strange evening on the red carpet.
Did you enjoy it? Was it...
I think I was out of my comfort zone, Paul, and I didn't feel... Do you like those things? I prefer being on the sofa. Mm.
I've been to a few during the old TV burp days, and when you know, it's good when you win, but otherwise you have to do that kind of rictus grin when you don't, isn't it?
But you were properly nominated though, David, so that's great. If you're nominated and you're like, you know, that's really good.
You seem surprised, Charlie.
No. What I'm saying is, I sometimes go to these things. I'm never nominated. I'm just a guest.
Yeah.
And they go, "Oh, do you want to walk down the carpet?" I go, "Absolutely not. No way."
Because I was sat behind Elvis. The man that played it.
I think somebody was having you on.
And Jemima Khan.
Wow. And what did you wear?
Just a nice little silk outfit.
Oh, nice.
Not an Exeter shirt.
No.
That's a shame. That was a real missed out opportunity for
I think
carpet,
I was wearing
right?
my Exeter pants. I bought some pants from the club shop.
Oh, that's nice.
A month ago.
Oh,
so,
nice.
What are they? They do them in the adult size, then. That's interesting. Is it Exeter City on the band, or Exeter City?
I can't remember, actually. I think there's loads of footballs and Exeter City sort of all over your bum. Yeah.
Oh, okay, nice. That's a lovely look.
Where they belong.
Yeah.
Where they belong.
So, we spoke to you when you first kicked the podcast off, and, the early days of your love affair with Exeter City.
I was excited.
You've maintained it, David, haven't you?
I have. Yeah, I have. I really like being part of something, whatever that is. I like going to my seat, sitting there with everyone around me, and like the old men passing around chocolates at half time. I never get one. But next season.
Oh no, 20 seasons time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you got at least 20 years.
In Devon, David, you've got 20 years at least to wait for a chocolate from the old men.
But I tell you what I'm really struggling with this season, which I've never experienced before, is mid-table obscurity.
Right, yeah.
I'm finding it really boring.
Yeah.
Really boring.
Wait till you're in a relegation scrap. You'll
I'd love a relegation scrap.
You'll long for mid-table obscurity.
No. I'd rather go down.
So you're in that situation then where, you're not making the playoffs and you're not going down. You basically exist. You're 11th, aren't you, really?
I don't see the point of... Like, I didn't go on Tuesday. I just didn't see the point of going.
Wow.
Bad.
And then they won 4-1, didn't they? So,
It's one of the greatest games I've ever had. Yeah.
Beat one of the title chasers 4-1 at home. Absolutely beautiful game. One of the goals was 3-1. Incredible.
3-1, Charlie.
Oh, 3-1, sorry. 3-1. Yeah. I don't support lower league rubbish.
I went to your ground last week in Torquay.
Beautiful, isn't it?
I like. So I went. I had to go to the school next to the ground.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I met the art teacher.
Yeah,
and he took me over to the ground and actually took me right next to the pitch.
Yeah, lovely.
And I had a good little nose. I was the only one in there.
Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
They don't have any security. Is it like a sort of parkland playing more?
Come on. Paul's a talkie ultra now. He came to a match on Tuesday,
yeah.
David.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I did enjoy that. I said on the show the other day to Andy that I really enjoyed that. You've kind of so much closer. There was a little gang of 111 Torquay fans, and there was a lot of gallows humour because of their situation in the league. And it was a lot of fun. I used to go and watch Manchester United, and you go and watch these huge monoliths. Much as I love the club, I've been going for years. It is different just to be part. Feel so much closer. That
it's connection. It's connection.
Yeah, it is connection, I think, isn't it?
But Paul, is it different and good enough for you to go? Do you know what? Yeah. Forget Tottenham.
No, it's not.
Paul got a chant going, David. Yeah. This was unbelievable. I was furious. Well, if I'm on it, deep down, I was absolutely furious.
I asked Charlie, I said, who's going to come on? There was an injury. I said, who's going to come on? He said, I reckon it'll be Wyatt. I said, you mean I predict a Wyatt? And suddenly.
How do you do that, Paul? I don't know. Just off the top of your head.
And then all of them were going, whole crowd, when he came on, I predict a Wyatt.
I predict a Wyatt. They got. I mean, there's no better football chant, is there?
The player must have got on the coach that night and said, it's great, got my own chant.
And they must love me now.
Yeah.
That would take me a whole week of writing. Come on, right?
Have you ever got a chant going? Have you even got a give us an E going or anything like that?
Honestly, where I'm sat, we're all very respectful and quiet. Oh. And that's for the other people. We just sit there and eat our chocolates. We're absolutely fine, thank you. I saw at Torquay behind the goal, you've got about 20 padded seats.
Yeah, at the top, that's the director's box.
I think you're going to say 20 padded cells.
That's the director's box. And there's a clock above the director's box. And you know if that clock's been hit a few times.
Really?
By shots.
I really liked it. It looked really nice, like where the Empress is.
You should have chosen Torquay, but you've wasted your time. On Exeter City.
Have you been in the director's
England's
box?
England's worst club.
Have you been at the top table? Have you tried the hospitality, David?
I've been in the Heritage Lounge at Exeter. They invited me in the first couple of months. They didn't invite me back, but I had set a plate of duck and I sat with the manager's wife.
A plate of duck with a manager's wife. Your book about your years as an Exeter City fan. David L. signing copies in Waterston's Exeter.
A
plate of duck with a manager's wife. It was my first book on Exeter. Just a lovely thought.
So you think you don't think they're 12 points off the playoffs? You don't think they're going to go on an absolutely brilliant end of season relaxed run and get in there?
I mean, it's the first time I've experienced this situation, so I don't see why. Take it a game at a time. Mm. And
Is it eight games?
It's eight games. We end up with 74 points. I've had a look back at the top six. Am I boring everyone?
No, I just love the optimism. I'm looking at the league table and I look at the teams. I love the optimism.
You have got the derby, haven't you? You've got Plymouth.
We got Plymouth.
Pushing for the title with Ipswich and Sheffield Wednesday.
See, you say what's the point, but they're the little victories from Exeter's point of view. If you stop Plymouth winning the title, if you hand it to Wednesday, then that's a little victory for Exeter, isn't it?
Yeah, if we push them into the playoffs, very, very delicious. Yeah.
Are you going to that one? I expect you to go into that one, aren't you? Because you're glory.
Unless it's drizzling, I'll be there. Yeah.
And if Exeter City make the Papa John's final next year, are you prepared to walk out in full kit like Josh Widdicombe with the ball under your arm?
Yeah.
I don't know how Josh is doing that. I don't know why or how he's doing it. Why would you do that?
We were wondering if he's in full kit, David. Yeah, he'll be in full kit, wouldn't it? Full kit, shin pads and shoes.
Runs on waving.
Boots, forgot his boots, so he's wearing slip-ons.
Yeah. Is he going to get a lot of respect from the supporters for doing that?
I think so.
I think the Bolton fans will be forcing him in their praise. They'll love it, the Bolton fans. Now, before I let you go, you have another. You do a daily podcast, don't you? You and Joe Wilkinson, Chat the Bigs podcast. Wow, that's a commitment.
Well, we see it's the same as what you do, Paul. You and Charlie do.
It's true.
You know, we do that every day. We do it for about 40 minutes in the morning, and that's it. We wanted to do a little radio show, but no one would have. Actually, no, I can't tell you now.
Oh, okay. All right. Look at that.
Do you know what? Nearly got a showbiz inside info behind the curtain.
Yes, showbiz exclusive there.
Andy Goldstein sometimes comes on it.
Yes, he has.
We do... we do snooker time with Andy.
Yeah.
He's taking us up to the World Championship snooker finals.
Wow.
Got
that's,
a VO. Yeah.
That's brilliant. The Crucible.
Yeah, we're going to.
That's going to be good fun.
We're going to sit in the chairs where the snooker players sit.
Amazing. Beautiful. Yeah. Good. Look at that.
Might be you have a frame. Rip the base.
Yeah, there we
get
are.
Thrown out. Be great. Yeah.
What's your highest break, David?
I don't know. It's, I don't know. 14 or something.
Is it? Sure. Oh, that's quite good. 8, mine.
Oh, well done.
Ever in your life. A red and a black. Well, on a full size.
Yeah.
On a full size.
You know, obviously don't play very much, do you? Yeah.
My uncle used to have a full size, but you couldn't. You had to have a short cue for one side.
Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. David, it's lovely to talk to you. We're out of time, but you have lots of top guests on.
Edith Bowman coming up. Who does she support?
Oh, that's a really good one. She supports Man United, and she's a family friend of the Fergusons. It's amazing.
Oh, okay, fantastic.
Yeah, that's right. He's still got a little office at Old Trafford, did you know?
Oh, yes, I did.
I bet that helps the managers when they're going, it's going badly.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's sitting there with a with a clock. Kung.
Yeah. Well, no, that's a really lovely interview.
Okay,
yeah,
lovely.
That's great.
Good stuff. Well, go and check out my new football club and also Chatterbix, wherever you get your podcast. David, always good to talk
to
you.
David.
Thanks for joining
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Take care. There's David Earl, comedian, actor, filmmaker, Exeter City fan.
Imagine choosing Exeter City.
Sometimes.
Imagine it not just being like, that's who you have to support because that's who you support. I can't think of anything worse.
But when someone who doesn't watch a lot of football suddenly gets into football and then says, we're mid-table, we're not going up, we're not going down, what's the point? It makes you think, you know, he has got a point.
Yeah, they get a bit of time off.
You know, you are duty-bound to see the games out. But
Once they've beaten Plymouth, sent them into the playoffs.
That's right. It's the little victories, isn't it? That's what you have to take
feet
from
up,
it
then.
After
feet
that.
Up.
Yes.
There we are. Razor like Clements. That's nice, isn't it?
Oh, you've had quite a few of those coming in, haven't we? Charlie, what have you started with your goalkeeper?
Phil in Liverpool. Nigel Spinks.
Goalkeeping bands.
Nigel Spinks Floyd. Pink Floyd. Nigel Spinks Floyd.
We shouldn't be doing them to a best. That should be last knock-ins, that one.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact? You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
I mentioned the other day in my little trip to Boreham Wood to watch Charlie's Torquay United that one of the great joys of it, certainly not something that happens at the lane when I go to the match, where we have about a half an hour walk back with the car, is it was literally about 10 yards. I could have got out of the car 10 yards into the away end.
Well,
that's amazing.
It's one of the attractive things. I'm not joking that one of the attractive things about it.
Parking space. There's a little car park right next to the away end you can park in. Yeah.
When someone says, do you want to go to a big match to me? I'm like, how are we going to get there?
Yeah,
how do you get there?
Like
anything at Wembley, it's like, oh, I don't know. How are we going to.
It's grief, isn't it?
It's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's absolutely annoying.
We've had a couple of people getting in touch on that.
Yeah. How close have they parked?
Let's have a look.
Very nice. Yeah, we've got Woking, apparently, is a good place to go.
Is it really?
Woking FC, I park in the David Lloyd car park behind the stand. Mm-hmm. Can be home after about 12 minutes after the final whistle. So Alex in Guildford asks, Woking have got no fans and no one likes them. That's why.
Yeah. Simon from Chasetown says, I'm not going to push you on that. Fletcher's here to defend himself. Chasetown FC can park up, walk 20 feet to the front doors of the bar, grab a pint, walk another 20 feet through the back door of the bar, straight into the stand. Up the Scholars.
Up the Scholars.
Says
Simon from
says
Chasetown. Simon, very you. Nice. My granddad used to go to Stamford Bridge and had an Inver car. Remember the little green Inver cars?
Yeah.
Parked by the pitch. watched the game from his motor. That's Raffo in
that was
Colville.
Yeah, back in the day.
Very
yeah,
nice. Yeah.
We asked earlier on about those moments when you thought, blimey, I'm probably a bit too old for this. Yeah, Josh Widdicombe doing something that a young ball boy would often do at the Papa John's this week. We'll chat to him about it later. Yeah, we've had a few of those coming in. Where's it gone? Suddenly dawned on me the other day, I was walking into the pub that was probably too old to be wearing a Michael Jordan balls vest over a hoodie at the age of 41.
Oh, I don't know.
Says Danny the son.
Right.
I actually went home and got changed. It bothered him.
Daz has been in touch. I disagree with Daz on this, Paul. I see what you think. I'm terrified of water and never learnt to swim until a mate offered to teach me. Last night, I found myself in a pool with a handful of strangers, an inflatable noodle across my chest, trying to do the front crawl. I'm 51. I don't think you're too old to learn. Never too old to learn to swim.
It could save your life.
You keep going, Daz. You keep learning to swim.
Definitely.
That's all right, isn't
it's
it?
Definitely
Paul?
Worth it. Think of all those holidays that you've sort of stood there by the side or clung in the shallow end. And you've not been able to swim out. So
Daz,
you're going to enjoy
you keep
yourself.
Going. Never too old to learn to
absolutely.
Swim. Absolutely.
As we said, could be a lifesaver.
But goalkeeping bans has been the hit of the afternoon. Mm. Paul, Crosby, Stills and Carlo Nash.
Oh.
Edwin Van Harmar, superstar. The Ray Clements Clearwater revival. That's very nice.
The Flying Pickfords has come in. Shakira Hislop says down in the
David
N25.
C. Men at Work. Absolutely lovely. The Glovin Spoonful.
Oh.
Very nice. The Glovin Spoonful. Robert Green Day.
Bruce Grobbelaar Ha says somebody didn't even put their name on it, which tells you what they think of it. Bob Wilson Phillips says Simon in York.
The Peter Check Shop Boys. Not quite. Alex Manfred Manning? No, not quite.
Alex Manfred Manninger, that's good.
Is that, okay,
I mean, I want
okay.
nothing to do with it, and that's quite good. Yeah.
There we are. Alison in Chains.
Yeah.
Very nice. Absolutely loads of them, Paul.
When did you feel till old? Jim in Ebb Street says, I went to a gig last week for the first time in years. I twisted my knee in the mosh pit, and I'm still suffering now. I'm 43, you know. Yeah, that's probably a little bit too old.
You think that's too old to be in a mosh pit?
You think so?
I don't think so.
You feel a bit self-conscious?
43 is not very old, Paul.
Just... I don't know, it's full of kids.
It's what you wear. What do you wear to the gig is always a
well, apparently
always a worry.
Not a balls vest and over a hoodie.
You
not
think?
If you're 43, no, clearly not.
Yeah, we are. Absolutely.
Anything else,
coming.
Charlie?
Absolutely. Look, you've had some more jobs for Paratica.
Paratici,
there he is. As he's not, this is lovely from Paul the Gooner, as he's not able to do anything football related, why doesn't he clean the Spurs trophy cabinet?
Oh, okay.
Okay, Paul, you're not. Just, why didn't you read that one out, Paul?
It's just. I didn't see it, Charlie. I mean, it's just a bit tired, isn't it, really?
You think it's a tired old joke?
Looking forward to Mr. Paratici welcoming myself and my granddaughter Ruby to the Spurs Stadium for the Skywalk on April the 5th.
Oh, yes, that's nice.
I bet he's afraid of heights.
Yeah.
I bet that he'll be finding excuses not to do stuff. Can you look after the go-karts under the... Under the no, I can't. No, don't drive. I haven't
had a couple of pints this morning already. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure you wouldn't have said that. Fantastic. But he might say, I can't go up there. I'm going to head
can't, yeah,
head
can't, advice, can't do the problem. Can't do the thing.
So we
exactly,
are looking for
yeah.
the things that Fabio Paratici, the Spurs director of football, currently can do at the moment with the ban on. And we've got him looking after the go-karts, doing some stadium tours.
Yeah, what else
collecting
can he do?
The dry cleaning. He's doing the Chick King run at lunchtime for all the staff. Just goes over the road and gets... a bucket of wings and some chips for everybody.
There's a microbrewery nearby, isn't there? You could work in there, perhaps.
Help out Beaver Town.
That'd be nice.
Go and deliver the barrels for Beaver Town. That'd be one of those. It'd be fantastic. Yeah, get back on the tools.
Yeah, Gary Bailey Ray. That's a nice one. That's my
nice. Yeah.
Great keeper. This is my favourite. The Mervyn Day City Rollers.
Oh, that's very good.
That's very
I'll
nice.
Give you that. I'll
thank you very that. Much. Yeah. Very nice.
Talksport.com, text 1889, tweet TSHNJ. Those things that make you think, yeah, you know what? Maybe I'm a bit too old for this. Things that Fabio Paratici can do with the ban in place or soon to be in place. And as we said, if you must, Charlie suggested the goalkeeping-based bans.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Cheltenham and Sheffield Wednesday. They were 2-0 down Wednesday, came back to 2-2. A dagger to the heart, that commentary of our next guest, because his team, Plymouth Argyle, are vying for the top spot in League One. But, of course, they have a big final to look forward to.
A huge
final.
And
he has something of a starring role in it. It is comedian Josh Widdicombe. Hi, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Hello. Yeah, I'm playing a centre back for Bolton on Saturday. It's going to be huge.
Going to throw the game.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, you are. I mean, you're following in a long line of Tim Vine and Paul Chuckle with a starring role, aren't you?
Well, I've seen my career as following in a line of Paul Chuckle and Tim Vine generally. So why not make it literal? So yeah, it's the Papa John's final on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I think this probably is an exclusive, but I would say that's not because you've battled for it, but more due to a lack of interest elsewhere. I will be. I am taking the ball out onto the pitch. Wow. This was a very exciting thing I was asked to do. They said when they asked me, they said, "I don't know if this is your kind of thing or whether it'd ruin the day." Are you joking? Walking out of Wembley?
Yeah, amazing.
Of course, that's my kind of thing. And there's a special celebrity taking out the trophy for the Bolton. I don't know whether I've got the good end of the stick there, trophy or ball. Mm. I suppose trophy feels bigger, but ball feels more like you're walking out onto the Wembley turf holding the ball like you're like a captain in a 1970s FA Cup final.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what I mean?
True. You can play all those dreams.
Couple
out,
of bounces.
Yeah. Are you going to bounce it? Are you going to bounce it?
I'm going to bounce it. I mean, I'm sure I'll be told not to, but. You know, the temptation will be there to do a kind of, you know, when the goalie comes out and they've got a ball in their hands and they kind of drop kick it towards the goal that they're running towards.
Yeah.
That kind of.
Remember when Michael Knighton tried to buy Manchester United?
Exactly, yeah.
And he did sort of keepy-ups.
Am I? Some running keepy-ups to the centre circle.
That
would be good.
I need to get practising in the next 48 hours if that's
Will you be in full kit, Josh, is the question I'm wondering. Socks.
Charlie, I'm having an outfit made. Now, I'm not going to tell you, don't reveal it on the show. But I can send you a picture, Charlie,
fantastic.
So you can have a live reaction.
Oh, my God, yes, please, do that now. And I won't say what it is. I don't want to spoil it for you, but, you know.
If you fill the time, obviously, with asking another question while I send this, Charlie, that would be
ideal. Have you
been
to a cup final with Plymouth Argyle before? I'm assuming you've been in a playoff final.
I've been to a playoff final.
But not an actual cup final.
The beauty of the Papa John's final is that it's... If the whole season doesn't rest on it. If anything, with us in... I mean, you referenced the Sheffield Wednesday getting a point last night, which obviously they came back from 2-0 down, but I was delighted to see them. They've won in four games now. It's unbelievably exciting for us because it looked like they were there, basically. We've got eight games left in the league. We're a point clear. It feels, in a weird way, like the Papa John's is our least important game of the season. I say in a weird way. When I said that phrase... The Papa John's final is the least important game of our season.
The thing is, going to I've been to Wembley a few times and lost. And it is really depressing.
Yeah, it's rubbish.
Because it's so hard to get to Wembley. And you're sitting there and people are parading around with the trophy. We lost to Ebbsfleet in the FA Trophy final.
Yeah.
And it was utterly depressing. Absolutely awful place. Especially when you're not the biggest side and the stadium's not full. So you feel like
surely the biggest side there, weren't you?
You feel like more
you're
of a massive.
Than Ebbsfleet,
yeah,
you?
but we're still not going to fill 90,000 seats in Wembley.
Yeah, no.
You just feel like an even bigger loser.
yeah. I thankfully, I think Wembley will be pretty full on Sunday because it's two teams starved of recent success. What do I mean recent? What do I mean recent with Plymouth? Two teams starved of success. Unlike our glory years in the 70s and 80s when we were at Wembley every week.
Well, Tommy Tynan years, you had a cup semi-final, didn't you, the Arsenal?
We had a cup semi-final, but that was at Villa Park against Everton. Watford, sorry. Watford, we've got to the final.
Do you even support Plymouth?
Lost to Everton.
I've received the picture of what Josh is going to wear.
You're excited.
It's sensational, Josh. An absolutely amazing idea. And very on brand with your podcast, of course, Quickly Kevin.
Yes, of course.
And a great idea. I look forward to seeing you in that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
All I'll say is don't fall over because you'll never get the stains out.
No, I won't.
Without
I won't.
Giving too much away, Josh, is it an authentic one? Can we ask that question? Like, what's
no,
my life?
No, it's not. No, I've commissioned it.
Right. Oh, wow.
To be made, which is a mistake. I'm actually one of the few people that's going to the Papa John's final in, losing quite a lot of money on it by commissioning a once-off only outfit.
Well, Plymouth but Bolton, I thought you were going to say you were one of the only people going to the Papa John's final with your own teeth.
Yeah. Oh.
I mean, I could have just stopped with, I'm just one of the only people going to the Papa John's final. But, I'm very excited, though. It's a rare day out where you go to a big game that doesn't matter. Can you remember the last time you know, they always say the FA Cup final, it's a great day out. And it's not if you lose.
No.
But it does feel like there's, let's be honest, the thing about the Papa John's, you only really get into it towards the end period of it.
Yeah. Torquay got into it when we got into the final versus Bolton, actually, when it was the Sherpa Van final, Sherpa Van trophy, and we lost four. We scored first, though, which was amazing because we thought, wow, this is brilliant. Dean Edwards scored in the first half. And then, but as part of our getting to the final, we got a Sherpa Van. They gave us a minibus.
Oh, wow.
And which was then used to ferry the players around to training every day. For about the next 20 years.
You know exactly the kind of anecdotes that I absolutely love, Charles. You get me on and you give me that kind of thing. I don't know. This is the last year Papa John's are the sponsor of the EFL Cup. So it's incredibly... I don't know whether that means we'll get to keep the...
Maybe you'll get to keep the trophy. Amazing if you win
keep
it.
Keep the trophy. But I presume the trophy gets retained and will suddenly be renamed, you know, the... Whatever.
Sponsors are next.
Yeah, it's usually engineering or car parts, this trophy. So Papa John's is a real turn to the left for it, I think.
With the Papa John's, if it kicks off 20 minutes late, do you get it for free?
Is it like that?
What a lovely joke that was.
That's nice, Charlie.
Yeah, I really like that.
Josh will do that on the middle of the pitch.
He could do that, yeah. Hello, everybody in his outfit.
And he'll bring the house down.
Yeah.
Did you play any sort of academy league sides on the way? To this final, am I going mad? Is that a different competition?
I don't know whether that is the same competition. Yes. I think we had one in our group, but I don't think we. But by the end of the competition, it's only the big guns.
Yeah.
So we beat Cheltenham in the semis, Bristol Rovers we saw off.
Yeah.
But I think we might have had, I'll be honest,
you've seen we've played Norwich along the way on the 21s, and you've played a few like that, so. Yeah, maybe.
There we are. So, just going on to the league, do you fancy it? You've got 8 games left. You're top of the table.
I feel physically sick.
Ipswich have got a game in hand on you, haven't they?
It's been a great week for Plymouth because we haven't played and Sheffield Wednesday have slipped up twice and Barnsley have lost. It's a lovely league to not be playing because the standard of the points, whoever doesn't go up out of these 4 teams that are racing for the 2 and maybe 3 spots in the playoffs, is going to be the record points holder to have not gone up because we're already on 80 points. I think the record is 85 for not getting automatic promotion or something like that. I've got a terrible feeling someone's going to get 95 points and not get automatic promotion, which will be hilarious or sickening depending on which side of the divide we fall on.
Yeah.
We've got a nice run in. We've got the world's greatest manager. We've got a brilliant squad. Oh God, I feel
it's great.
Sick
it's great talking
it.
Talking to Premier League teams who are talking when you're talking about relegation.
Yeah,
is the brilliant stick to beat them with is well, it might be Plymouth away next season to West Ham fans and stuff. To West Ham, well, you might have to go to Plymouth away to West Ham fans. Like, oh no, what a nightmare!
Is that what it's come to, Charlie? I didn't know this was happening.
This is the thing.
Is that what people are saying?
Yeah, Everton, you might have Plymouth away. Oh, God!
Charlie's just made that up. You may have gathered.
Yeah.
No one on TalkSport said, oh, my God, Plymouth away. No one said that.
Couldn't be worse.
Is it not a nice day out, Plymouth? Is it not seen as a kind of... you get a lovely train down the coast.
Yeah, that
you
is
get,
true. It's a good train line.
It's a lovely train line.
Good train line. Best train line in the country.
Doesn't take long, Everton, Plymouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Quite accessible. Josh, have a lovely day. We look forward to seeing your outfit. It looks fantastic.
I look forward to it. And, I'm really excited.
Yeah,
thanks
a great
for your
time.
Support constantly, Paul, not Charlie.
See you, Josh. Thanks
a lot.
Josh.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
A themed wedding, football themed wedding.
Lovely,
Charlie. This is a QPR themed wedding. Lee and Jackie Scudder, both obviously both QPR fans. It'd be very difficult otherwise.
If it was just one of you pushing over the line, yeah.
Pushing it, really. But they properly went for it, and they're going to talk us through it now. Good afternoon, Lee. Good afternoon, Jackie.
Hi, Lee. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, guys.
Afternoon.
Congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely the first thing we should say.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations to you both. Jackie, who first said out of the two of you, it's got to be QPR themed, or was that just unsaid? Did you just know?
I don't think it was ever really a question. I've had it in my head that I've wanted a QPR themed wedding since I was about four. So there was really no doubt in what the theme was ever going to be, or at least the colour scheme. And then we kind of just ran with it.
Yeah. And Lee, you were happy with that? There was sort of no pushback. You were quite happy to properly embrace it.
I mean, totally. I mean, I always sort of fantasised about having, a partner who would support QPR, or at least let me enjoy, for the most part, supporting QPR. So to meet Jackie and then get to the point where planning the wedding and the say, it was a no-brainer, really, that it was going to be QPR themed, or at least to say blue and white. So, so there was definitely no pushback from my point of view. I was a pig in...
Yeah, of course. Yeah, sure. We're very much.
Was it on your dating profile? Was it just there on your days? Must support QPR.
No
time wasters.
There was no dating profiles whatsoever because we ended up chatting during we was away to Fulham and unfortunately we were losing 4-1. It wasn't a good day and then Jackie was literally in front of me with her dad. And we just sort of got chatting because, by then it was pointless, trying to, enjoy the game. So we just got randomly chatting and then, that's how the love affair started.
Oh, really. That's nice, wow. Jackie, isn't it? Romantic?
Very romantic. Both of our dads were there at our first meeting.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Could have just done it there and then at Craven Cottage.
No.
See, that helps, doesn't it? I suppose both the dads, you're not going to have a fallout with the in-laws, are you? Because they
one of the dad was Millwall.
Yeah, that's it. Or Chelsea.
Blimey,
perish the thought.
Wouldn't have worked.
Yeah, no. It definitely wouldn't have worked. So what form did the theme take? How far did you push it, Jackie, in terms of a QPR theme?
Just Guinness behind the bar, was it?
The
old sponsor.
The old sponsor. That I think it was probably more than Guinness behind the bar, I'm guessing. What did you go with?
So obviously we went with the colours. So obviously royal blue and white was the colour theme throughout. I had a cake made by a school friend. So she did a blue tier surrounded by two white tiers. So it was three tiers with the middle tier being blue with the QPR logo. All of our table place settings. So the little name that sits on the table had their name and then the QPR logo on. The actual table plan looks like a football pitch with a 4-3-3 formation because we named our players after tables. Wow. My best friend's husband also changed pig bag to be like a really slowed down, like melodic version. So I could actually walk down the aisle to pig bag.
Very nice. Very nice.
So who's some of the the players that made the cut then?
Yeah, who's there?
Lee, who did you have? What players take names?
Terry Fenwick?
No, I mean, obviously, me being 35, Jackie being 34, obviously, we never got to see some of those, some of the greats from back in the day. So we went with the greats in our era. So people like Gino Padula, Danny Shittu, Ali Fallin, Jamie Mackey, Kevin Gallen. Who else did we have?
Adele Turat.
Adele Turat, obviously.
Yeah.
Bobby Zamora.
Paddy Kenny was obviously our goalkeeper.
Clint Hill. And then our most recent favourite, which is Albert Adoma, Unks, as we all love to call him. So we went with what we know and what and who we love, sort of.
Our old mate Mark Burcham never got his own table, did he?
The
Birch
Swan. Did have a table. He already had plans, unfortunately.
You'll have to go and visit him for your honeymoon. Lake Como.
He'll put you up. He's a lovely.
I did have a look, but obviously we can't go away during football season, which is why our honeymoon is after the season's finished.
Well, I'm sure he'd be up for having a drink with you both if you're in that part of the world.
Looking at the league table, I think your season's finished. You'd probably go, if I'm honest.
Cheers, Charlie.
If we could finish it now, then that would be great. Except we're not getting relegated.
You could have got Gareth East. You know, your new manager, Gareth Band, could have played. Couldn't he? It would have been lovely.
Yeah.
I know. It was very, very hard to pick the 11 players. We did. I suppose that's probably the only thing we really kind of, I don't want to say we struggled to kind of be like, oh, but what about him? Our midfield has obviously been quite strong from the years that we've supported them. So trying to pick three out of that was very, very tough. So for the people that didn't make the cut, such as like Rowlands and Ainsworth, believe me, they were wanted. It was just very difficult to.
Yeah. I was just thinking, it's great that Danny Shittu had a table, but I was thinking that the Shittu table would have been behind the pillar, so you couldn't see the... Certainly me and Charlie should, anyway. And so Les had a message for you all, did he?
Oh, yep. Very nice.
Yeah, beautiful. My boss sorted that out, but Lee's dad also sorted out for Albert Adoma to send us a message, Jimmy Dunn to send us a message, and then Andy Sinton and Alejandro Fowlin as well.
Oh, fantastic, isn't it?
Brilliant. Although Jimmy Dunn done two messages, and one of them was a bit cheeky. He said to Jackie, if it doesn't work out, I have your number.
Oh,
so
that's nice. Jimmy Dunn is
not messing about.
What a player,
Jimmy, is he? Yeah,
I'm a little bit worried now. I might lose my wife to
I think we now know what
smiling Irishman.
I think we now know what Jimmy's done.
I hope he not.
Yeah, should have had Charlie Oatway there as well.
Oh yeah, lovely. Ruining
a man
it.
Named after the
need
entire,
someone to start a fight at a wedding in the evening.
Entire first team squad. Good old Charlie. Yeah, Mark Dennis. We'll have a tear up in the
tear
evening.
Tear up and I in the car park.
Get Denno there if you want to turn it into the Wild West at your QPR themed evening. That would be good.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Well, it's a lovely thing. So you say you're not going to get away during the football, but you're not having a QPR themed honeymoon, are you? That's quite difficult to pull off, I would imagine.
No,
just because we don't know where we're going for pre-season yet, and so I want to go before that. So
we are thinking about maybe a mini moon. But it's going to be in Stoke. So,
Stoke away.
Beautiful place.
Oh, you'll find out if you can do it in Stoke on a cold Tuesday night, I expect, now you're just married.
You're talking about QPR, aren't you?
Exactly, QPR.
Whether QPR can win there on a cold Tuesday night. There we are.
Thankfully, that one's on a Saturday.
Okay.
We went to Barnsley for Valentine's Day last year, and that didn't end well for us either.
Well,
it's lovely to talk to you both. Congratulations again.
I'm just going to say, I think you found each other. So that's nice.
It's good.
Definitely.
That's right. You're not going to fall out over football, and the dads aren't either, which is great. Thank you, Lee. Thank you, Jackie. All the best.
Thank you very much.
There we are. There's Lee and Jackie Scudder there, the hoops-themed wedding.
Very nice. I think we did all the jokes, Paul.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Hawksby, Charlie Baker here on TalkSport. The Moose joins us a little bit later on. Yeah. We'll round up the best.
Do you think he'll want to talk about Borehamwood or not, the Moose? Well, I'm going to talk about it anyway.
You're going to bring it up?
Yeah, bring it up anyway.
He's quite close. He is their celebrity fan, isn't he?
He's the one.
Tough on them.
He's the one.
Dave in Suffolk says, when I was about 40, I took my two children to an enclosed bouncy castle thing. There was only a couple of other kids in there, so I thought, Why not?
Why not?
After about 5 minutes of awkwardly bouncing about, school party of kids got in. I kind of moved to one corner. Now, that was the cue, Dave, to get out, mate. It's not the cue to ease yourself into one corner when a load of school kids get on a bouncy castle.
No.
So I kind of moved to one corner to remove myself, but didn't quite. And at the same time, tripping over.
Oh, no.
This caused a big dip as I basically made to ground level. Unfortunately, any kid getting near the depression fell in it. And I had about 10 kids that smelt a Watsits on top of me trying to escape.
They do stink, kids.
Yeah, there'll be a
new... absolutely stink.
Yeah.
Don't they?
Okay, well, as a general rule of thumb.
We did my daughter's sixth birthday a couple of years back, and indoors in a village hall, and we had the bouncy castle indoors, which I thought was a mistake, because if you bounce off it and you just hit the floor of a village hall,
You
know, that's going to be... And it started to go down during it as well, so I had to keep sort of... keeping this,
not blowing it up,
this bouncy castle. With your mouth up. And if you do go in it, you do feel like you're going to take out about.
Yeah.
So we let that happen. But then they're crazy kids, absolutely crazy, yeah. 6-year-olds. And then we had my son dress up as DJ Panda, right?
Oh, yeah.
And
he's and the he Panda was of Peace.
14 at the time.
Yeah.
He had this panda costume on. Mm. And he'd come in. And of course, all the little kids.
Sounds like a fever dream, Charlie.
All they wanted to do was beat up DJ Panda on the bouncy castle. So they just had him on the ground, just punching him, kicking him.
Yeah.
DJ Panda, you had to explain there was...
Why are kids drawn to do that to mascots? I've mentioned before, I knew the lad who was inside Zampa the Lion at Millwall. They took him round a local shopping centre one day. Somebody from the club and him, he's in the suit. Bloke from the shopping centre said, I'm going to McDonald's, you want anything? Years ago this was, he said, no, don't leave me. Bloke was gone. Load of school kids out of the local school, like sort of, hey, Zampa, pushing him over, giving him a... And he's in... And he can feel it all. Feel every blow.
No one in
bloke
there.
Bloke came back with sort of fillet of fish round his mouth, says, what happened to you? There's all scuff marks all over Zampa. What is it about kids that want to beat up mascots?
DJ Panda never made a reappearance because
we
thought, oh, that would be good every single year if DJ Panda turns up.
Well, how did you know of DJ Panda's existence? Because, you know, it was a thing.
We made it up.
Paul Trevelyan, one of the great original thinkers around football, the man that came up with sock tags and warm-ups for Leeds in the 70s and is a brilliant illustrator, the You Are the Ref books.
Oh, yeah.
But Paul had an idea. He went to Football League years ago to something that he thought would be a good positive role model, and he did DJ Panda Apiece.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
And it was somebody, it was like a mascot, a generic...
We just made DJ Panda up because that was the first costume we could find, was a panda.
No, and he'd go round, he'd wave at the kids, and he was a thing. He was a thing in the old First Division.
Better times. Course,
yeah, back
Better times. So we had a DJ, we had a panda costume, and our son, we asked him to DJ the party.
Yeah.
We thought DJ Panda for 6-year-olds is going to be great fun.
Yeah.
It's a panda party.
But they saw it as a chance to assault a panda.
Yeah.
Not great, is it?
And then I think...
Sure, the WWF wouldn't have been impressed.
I think he got at the Prosecco.
Right.
And then my son did, and then he was asleep on the bouncy castle as DJ Panda by the end of the party.
How difficult was it for you, even in the circumstances, not to have done the eat, shoots and leaves gag? I could just see you. I bet you would have spent all night.
I didn't do it. Nothing.
Your missus said, what's wrong with you, Choice? I want to say something. I just can't say it.
I've texted you a couple of things I can't say on the radio
today.
No,
that's very true. Although some of the stuff you have said on the radio, I think you've been pushing it a bit. I went to watch Swindon. We asked you about how close you've parked to the ground because
lovely.
I couldn't believe at Boreham Wood because I'm not used to it in the heady heights of the Premier League.
Yeah.
Being able just to get out of the car and walk for about 30 seconds to get in to the ground.
Opened the doors, Paul, you poked the right way. You could have just watched the game from the car.
I could have backed into the
away. Like Mike Bubbins reffing from the car.
Like a drive-in movie. I went to watch Swindon away at Charlton in the playoffs about 15 years ago. We were about 3 hours early as I'd been working in London that day. I put the ground in the old TomTom, followed all the way to the ground. We did a drive-by scope of the ground, and next to the away turnstile, there was a lone tree which was away from the pavement. There was no restrictions. My friend Tony, who used to park at Spurs, found this gap.
Tiny little spot.
He found a loophole. And we'd often come back to the car, and you'd almost have like traffic wardens scratching their heads thinking, we can't get him. Really annoyed them. I mean, obviously other people got, but he would squeeze his car into this gap.
Oh, and lovely.
He got closer to all of us to the ground. Anyway, this is a loophole. There was no restriction, so I duly parked there next to the tree for free, completely legally. I've managed to find a space that was a total of 7 steps from driver's door to turnstile. Result, says Sam.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So do let us know your stories.
Get as close as you can.
Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TS. H and J.
You probably can't do it at Spurs anymore now. It's but I don't know. Did the old White Hart Lane? Did any flats or houses look out over the ground, or was it always too big?
I don't think you could ever. There are some quite big flats, but I don't know if you were at the top floor of those flats that were more in the kind of Upper Edmonton bit. But you would be. You'd be able to see the stadium. Whether you'd have a view of the pitch,
lovely, isn't it, that?
I doubt.
It's the dream,
very much.
That, isn't it, Paul? Lords, well, those flats next to Lords.
Don't you remember? Max,
you can stay in the corner.
Max Rushton wanted
to
go and see Leighton Orient play Cambridge. And one of the people that lived in there let him go and watch the game from their balcony.
Those flats next to Lords that look right into the ground. That's the dream, isn't it? Just open your window and out you look.
Can you see into Plainmoor?
You'd
put up
there.
Blinds, wouldn't you? If you could.
You'd
put up shutters. I'm sure you would.
Nah.
Charlie opened a whole can of worms when he came up with
goalkeeping bans. We've had the best one. We think this is the best one, Paul, don't we? Is it Crossley, Shilts and Nash?
Crossley, Shilts and Nash. Carlo Nash, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Crossley, they're Phil in Liverpool.
Excellent.
You've won. No one's going to... Although David Judas Priest is pretty good. Yeah. Scott in Glasgow. There's been a lot of Edison, Lake and Palmers Graham in Basingstoke. David James.
Oh, this is good.
Yeah.
Paul the cabbie.
Oh, yes.
Chesney Hawks.
Oh, that's good.
Chesney Hawks. That is very good, Paul. Well done.
What about the Anti-Niamey Nowhere League, says Bob in St. Ives?
I think we've done those now, Paul.
Yeah, I think we have. With jokes are joke, not very a runny much. Pantomime. We get the idea. But so, yeah, you've definitely won with Crossley, Shilts and Nash.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Anyway, it's time for the birthday spread. 10 birthdays. Andy has curated these for us
brilliant.
Across the week. We've just got to guess how old these people are. Some will know, some we won't. You can play along at home. Do tell us how you're getting on in today's birthday spread. And let's speak to Andy Jacobs now. Good afternoon, Andy.
Good afternoon, boys. And we've only got time for three birthdays.
Oh, see, I told you.
Furious.
I didn't mind. That was interesting.
Jeff Peters is keeping score. Hi, Jeff.
Back in the nerve centre.
Yeah, back in the nerve centre. Back on the naughty step, I understand.
Yeah. Charlie's won 6 in 7, so it's Paul 39, Charlie 23.
Yeah.
Although I didn't attempt a gag last week, so I don't understand why he's sending, why Andy's sending them at 3:20 or 3:30 as it was
you
today.
You kept playing the recycling effect.
Yeah, the reversing.
Which the week before he'd sent a message going, I really like your sound effects.
Don't try and
say You killed a good gag. Too much. They're all laughing and you played it.
Blew it.
So he sent him the birthdays at 3:29, so he can't come up with any toppers. It's great, isn't it? So petty, it's beautiful. Anyway, that's the kind of beautiful atmosphere it's played in this game.
It's lovely, isn't it?
All friends together.
All friends.
Charlie, you're going to kick us out. What's the current score in terms of the spread?
39-23. Oh, it's Charlie 6 in 7.
Yeah. That's the real thing.
It's all about momentum at this level.
The current
level,
score.
Anyway, do play along at home. And the margin of error will build as we play. Charlie will kick us off. We'll alternate. Here's Pelé and Sergio Mendes. And the first birthday, Andy.
Yes, the first birthday is the singer from Wet, 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 Marty Pello.
Oh, Marty Pello. Yeah.
And Marty's a really close friend, actually, but I nearly ruined his wedding when I dropped the multi-layer wedding cake on his foot. There were tears on my pillow.
Oh, that's nice. That's very nice, yeah.
Lovely guy. Honestly, what a nice guy.
Is he?
Yeah, for he's a jolly good pillow.
Okay, so he's still attempting them. He's got one or two.
Without prep.
Quality's really going to be affected.
Yeah, it's, yeah. How old's Marty Pello,
I think
Charlie?
He's 58.
Is he that old?
I don't know, that's the game, Paul.
Yeah, 55.
He is 58. What a start.
Wow. Bang.
Someone's been reading the papers
yes,
this
Paul.
Week.
He is that old.
Yeah. Do you often read the birthdays in the papers, Charlie?
No question.
Yeah, I do a big load of reads. That's what we're meant to do, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. A lot of cramming. You do. We're cramming.
You know, with that one, I just had a feeling in my fingers. I felt it in my toes.
Yeah, of course you do. That's it, yeah. So, what's that done to the scores, Jeff?
Paul 3, Charlie 0.
Good start, Paul gets one
spot on, everyone just goes quiet. Yeah, well done, Paul.
Honesty and reverence that you can't quite carry off yet.
Unbelievable.
So, next birthday, please, Andy.
It's a singer and actress, Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
And I don't know if you know this, but she's thinking of investing in Talk Sport.
Oh, is she?
But wants us to really concentrate on social media and our YouTube channel. Mm. But I told her it was unnecessary. I said, all we need is Radio Gaga.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's nice.
That's good. That's very good. Harold's Lady Gaga.
Well, that's the game, Paul. So,
46, Lady Gaga.
46.
Oh, what do you think? Have I got a bit high there?
Can you tell? Am I doing my poker face?
Yeah, I can tell that, yeah.
I'm going to... I'm going to say 40... 44.
Okay, 46, 44. Andy.
No, she'll be upset. She's 37.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow, she feels like she's been around for years.
Yeah.
She won't be buying Talksport now, will she?
I reckon that's her showbiz age, but let's find... Look, oh, who knows?
Meow. No need for that, Charlie. Sorry if you're listening, Gaga. She tunes in for Drive, but she
People
might have got
two ages, don't they? They have two ages.
What's the scores, Jeff?
Paul 9 out onto 12. Charlie 7 out onto 7.
Okay. 7. Okay. Just again, do tell us how you think the game's going. Do you think Charlie's cheating? Do let us know. Talksport.com. Text 8 to 8.
So bitter.
Tweet TSA.
So one of the last shot last week.
Cheats play the game. Next up, Charlie's first. Andy.
Okay, Charlie, it's the entrepreneur and TV personality Lord Alan Sugar. He was in the new series of Celebrity Pottery Throwdown.
Oh, yeah.
You'll never guess what he said when his pots came out of the kiln.
Oh, yay. Don't even need to finish
that.
Very nice,
very nice, isn't it? Yeah.
Lord Sugar, what do you reckon?
Oh, wow. How does Alan Sugar send his kids
to bed? 3:45 next week.
Yes. You're tired.
You're tired.
You're tired.
That's it. There it is, yeah.
I love you, Andy.
72.
He's probably in that envelope, isn't he? 75.
Ooh, 76.
Ooh, okay, okay.
Okay, well, I'm nerdling. So what's the scores, Jeff?
Well, that's closed the gap. We've gone from 12-7 to 13-11.
Yeah. 13
to me. All on 13. Yeah, sure.
Okay, next up then, Andy.
It's the singer Steven Tyler.
Steven Tyler. Yeah.
And he invited me to his concert. And he was very proud that none of the gig contained pre-recorded backing tracks. He said, "We're doing all our old hits, and it's live."
Oh, it's good. Nice. And Martin Tyler was a pirate.
Oh, yeah.
Aguero.
I promise you'll never see anything like this.
1-0.
I'd say he is, Stephen, probably older than you'd think.
Mm-hmm.
70, 70, blind 70.
I think you're in the right, bingo in the right ballpark there, yeah.
What do you think?
72.
75.
Wow.
Okay.
Love in an elevator. Walk this way. I can't walk that way.
Jude Bellingham looks like a lady.
I have to sit down.
Jude Bellingham looks like a lady. Oh, okay, Jude.
I thought you were just having a go at Jude Bellingham. No. That's a bit tight, Jeff. Blimey. What's it done to the scores, Jeff?
It's Paul 18, Charlie 14.
Okay.
18-14. Okay, we're going to half time very shortly, Charlie.
Yeah, here very close.
Going into halftime with the great rugby league player, Great Britain star, Ellery Hanley. And after giving up the game, he started making items for kids to play with. I never go anywhere else. I buy all my toys at Hanley's.
Yeah. Ah, nice.
What do you think, Charlie? Ellery Hanley.
David Ellery Hanley.
Yes.
It's
an odd combo.
Referee rugby league players. That's all I've got.
Don't do that.
In that.
Come on.
We don't want any of those.
What do you think? I think Ellery Hanley is...
Martin sent off fire.
Yeah. I think he's 58.
63.
Oh, he's older than you.
Ooh, 62.
Ooh, this is a good game. Good game.
I think, what's the score, Jeff, as we go into half time?
It's exciting. It's Paul 19, Charlie 18.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
It's half time in the birthday spread. It's 18-19. Charlie is leading by one. And five more birthdays come. Times are pressing. Here's Pele.
There it is.
And okay. Sergio Mendes.
The former England cricketer and now commentator Nasser Hussain. We were once working in a commentary box in Australia when the air conditioning failed. Mm. After a few hours, he really began to hum. I complained to John Norman. I said, "Nasser's gone funky."
Oh, nice.
That's good. Yeah,
funky
yeah.
Nasser. That would be nice.
I'd say, what's Nasser now? 52.
Ooh, I think a bit older than that. Let's just say 55.
Ooh, he's 55.
Oh, yes.
So basically, you cheat on the ones in each half, start each half with them, and then try and nerd around.
I never cheated this game.
No,
it
know,
says
Charlie.
Something about you, Paul.
No, Charlie.
But you think when people get it right, they're cheating.
It's not
which
me.
Which makes me think
it's the,
that you cheat
it's
because
the
you get it right.
Court
Let's look
opinion.
At the scores. 39-23. That's you
what's
cheating
the score?
39
we've got
times.
On. We've got to carry on. What's the score?
Unbelievable.
What's the score?
Charlie stays on 18. Paul moves on to 22. Four in it, four to go.
Okay, next one then.
24 in it. Okay, he was the president of the Philippines from 2016 to 22. Rodrigo Duterte.
Oh.
Rodrigo Duterte. And I've arranged to meet him actually at Aintree this year.
Oh, yeah.
Between 2:10 and the 2:50 race. He said, "What time?" I said, "About 2:30.
Yeah. 2:30.
Oh, there's the beep.
Come on, oldie but goldie.
Yeah, lovely. Yeah. What time's his dentist appointment?
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, can you read out what he was again, please?
button.
President of the Philippines.
Yeah.
Oh, and how long ago did you give any years?
2016 to 22.
Okay. Yeah, sure. 81.
I think he's a bit younger than that. 60. Clickety click. 66.
Oh dear. Oh no. He's 78.
Oh, is he?
My goodness.
Oh wow. Dear me. Concentrate on your own game, Hawksby.
What's it done to the scores, that Jeff?
Paul, 12 out, onto 34. Charlie, 3 out, onto 21. 13, 3 to go.
13 in it with 3 to go. Whoa, I've got to go first as well, so you can S-house on this. You can S-house on
this.
Just
tap it about. Try and take it to the last.
He's going to go into the corners. Okay, here we go.
It's the actor Michael York.
Oh, yeah.
Michael York. And last July and August, I coached his boy to victory in two of Britain's top amateur golf tournaments. It made for a glorious summer by this son of York.
That's quite high culture, isn't it? After Duterte. I'd say Michael, he's got to be getting on, Michael York. Tremendous actor. Cabaret and all that. It's got to be about 88. 88, Michael York, isn't he? No.
Paul, it's your guess.
I'm going 88,
Don't look at
Charlie,
me and say no.
Yeah.
I think he's a bit younger than that because I'm trying to think when the film Cabaret... Was he in Cabaret?
Yeah, of course he was.
Cabaret, yeah. Well, if you said 88...
I went 88.
See, I want to...
You're going to have to do it quickly.
85.
Though,
81.
There we are, yeah. Okay, that's all I had to do.
Sorry, Michael.
I was going to say 78, so I should have gone with my first thought.
Yeah, so
you put me off.
What's that down to the scores, Jeff?
Charlie extends his lead. So he 4 out onto 25. Paul 7 out onto 41. Okay. 16.
Charlie, okay. You go first on this one. We've got to make up some points.
I'm always bad on these last two.
Here we go.
Okay, it's the historian and broadcaster Lars Tharp. Lars Tharp.
Wow.
And he represented Argentina in a ballroom competition held in the capital of France. Yes, it was Last Tango in Paris.
Yes. Last. So what does he do?
Historian and broadcaster.
Throwing Lars Tharp.
I've no idea. Could be 35, could be 85, couldn't he?
Yeah, it's toughy, this.
It's a tough clue.
What do you think, Charlie? Lars Tharp.
55.
75.
69. That's
Ooh,
made it interesting.
There it is. That's it. Evened it up. So, I knew it would.
We go into the final birthday, and what are the scores, Jeff?
It is Paul 47, Charlie 39. It doesn't matter how much Lars Tharp drinks in the pub, he's always bright as a button. Tharp, stay sharp to the bottom of the glass.
Oh, very
vintage
nice.
Advertising slogan. Well, maybe not vintage in Leicester, I don't know.
Just turned up.
Yeah. Pints of Red Barrel, says Jeff. And, yeah. So,
excuse me.
Andy's going to
say no, I'm all right.
Someone thump him on the back.
Don't make me laugh.
What's.
No
danger of that.
No danger of that.
Not with us two. So so there's nothing between us, is there? 47-39, we're going to the last birthday.
There
Charlie
is,
leads us
six
off.
In it. No, was it eight in it? Eight in it.
Eight, yeah. So it's got to be nine either way. Okay.
Here we okay, go. Yeah. It's the last birthday of the week, unless it's a tie, is the astrophysicist and Nobel Prize winner.
Nobel Prize.
Joseph. Yeah, Nobel. Okay. What did I say?
Nobel Prize winner.
Yeah, Mark Noble. Yeah. He won a prize. Yeah, be okay, Mark Noble lookalike.
Yeah.
Tremendous,
Nobes.
Honest.
Nobles, very good addressing room. Come on, quickly. Come on, Andy. Stop
and Nobel Prize winner. Joseph Houghton Taylor.
All right, yeah.
Joseph Houghton Taylor. And my grandmother, she was one of several women who earned a living looking after him when he was a baby.
Yeah.
She was a Joseph Houghton nanny.
Oh, hey. Hey. Houghton nanny.
Very nice.
Houghton
nanny, yes.
He
is.
Lady so, with Black Man Bars.
Nine either way. What do you reckon? James Houghton nanny. Wasn't his name, was it?
Joseph Houghton nanny. Yeah. No, Houghton Taylor.
What do you think? 82.
That's a very good one.
I know. I suppose just trying to work out how to do
okay,
it.
I'm going to go 82, you said?
82.
I'm going to go 92.
To no avail, Charlie was spot on again. He was 82.
Oh, 82. And on the button, how would you even research that, Paul?
Eat it. A good winner and a good loser, Charlie Baker. There.
Oh, very poor winner.
7 wins in 8 for Charlie.
Yeah, 7 wins in 8.
He's got 24, Paul 39.
Say it again for the people at the back, Jeff.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Well, there we are, slightly longer.
Yeah.
podcast.
I love the goalkeeping bands, Paul. I know you didn't want them, but I think people enjoyed that.
They were quite
very
well.
Nice, yeah.
I'm back tomorrow with Andy, but clips of the week and all that. You're back
Saturday morning, 9 till 11 with Max Rushton for the game day warm-up.
Sensational. We look forward to it. And marvellous, Charlie. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Paul.
Do hope you can join us tomorrow from 1, if not podcast available around 4. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.